Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, Ivan Pinchukov, you know, we've talked to him a couple of times. He's the senior political reporter for the Epoch Times newspaper. And Ivan, I'm glad to have you here. So the president gave, what, a 46-minute speech? And hardly anybody covered it. I mean, it's like they've just decided, man, you may live in the White House for a couple more months, but we're going to completely ignore you. What did he say? I've only heard portions of it.
Yeah, John, it was a lengthy pre-recorded speech. Mm-hmm. The president went over a number of the issues in the six states that are in dispute now. He talked about Dominion systems. He talked about the flood of mail-in voting that was implemented across the country. I guess his main ask is a full audit of the mail-in ballots, signature matching. Mm-hmm. And I would say that this speech had some hints that that Trump may take some executive action to get to take a look at these ballots.
We'd have to do that pretty quick because the Electoral College votes, what, on Monday the 14th of December?
That's when that's basically when the cutoff is and the process begins.
Okay.
Considering if there are challenges in Congress to the Electoral College votes, the decision-making process on those on the Electoral College could go until inauguration day. If we go by all the rules,
I get the impression. You know, I'm not living day to day in Washington anymore, but I get the impression that everybody in D.C. has just kind of decided, oh, this guy's crazy. It's not worth it. We're not going to even give him. He's the sitting president of the United States. But we're just not going to give him any credibility. We've moved on, and we're going to let him rant but ignore him. I think that's a very unhealthy, even if you don't like Donald Trump, I think that's a very unhealthy way to approach the things that he's saying, which on the surface deserve to be researched and objectively analyzed. And then if they don't pan out, then at least you have done the responsible thing. It's like a patient who goes into a doctor, Ivan, and they say, I don't feel good. Here's my list of symptoms. And the doctor blows you off and says, oh, well, you're crazy. You're fine. And then you find out later that they had cancer, just not in the place that you chose to look. And I'm kind of feeling like that's what's happening here.
Yeah, John, because, like Trump says, and I think like all of us understand, the election process is really what the rest of the world looks up to America for. And there's definitely a large swath of the country that's concerned right now about what took place on November 3rd and before was legitimate. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid if we don't go through this process, then a really large portion of the country will have lost their faith in the election process. And I mean, I have no telling and no way to tell what that will mean for the next election or for the next couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I like about the Epoch Times coverage of this, which is shocking that it seems to be only you all who are neutral and objective in the presentation. Like, this is what's happening. This is what's been said. This is where things stand. I don't need a lot of pontificating. My old friend Michael Shear, who now writes for the New York Times, his story almost ridicules and mocks Trump. The way he wrote it, I wish I had it right in front of me, where he says the president stood behind a podium with the presidential seal on it and the presidential flag. And I'm thinking, well, what are you saying? I mean, you make it sound like this is an actor on Saturday Night Live who's rigged up a set that's supposed to look like the White House. This is the president, whether you like it or not. If he has something to say, we all better take it seriously. And at least the Epoch Times is doing that. Hey, I'm watching the clock, and we're pushed today. If you were to go through the six states that are in contest at the moment, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, has anything moved in the last 24, 48 hours that would change the end result? Is there anything moved yet or in process that would change the end result?
I would watch Nevada today. There's a hearing in Carson City. It's the first hearing, as far as I know, where the Trump team is going to get to present their evidence in front of a judge. Both sides submitted their evidence before 5 p.m. yesterday. And this is a major lawsuit that could change the outcome in Nevada.
And the allegation there is that 40,000 people voted twice?
That's another lawsuit. This lawsuit here was filed by Trump's on behalf of Trump's presidential electors against Biden's presidential electors, and it challenges the use of a signature matching machine. And I believe they will also bring in other evidence in court today, including a phone survey of almost 1,500 Nevada mail-in voters. 2% of whom said they never received a mail-in ballot, and 1% of whom said they didn't actually vote. And that's enough to change the result in the state by itself.
Now, if they didn't, it's fine. If you request a ballot and then you don't vote, there's no law in America, at least, in other countries there is, that you have to vote or you'll be fined or jailed. What is the allegation about the 1% who say they didn't vote? Why would that be a problem? Unless they then say, well, I was tallied in the tally, but I didn't send in my ballot. Is that what they're alleging?
Well, these are, in my understanding, this audit is based on a list of mail-in ballots which were counted.
Gotcha.
For the result. So they're calling the actual voter that's on the ballot and asking, hey, did you vote? And the person's saying no. So
that's it.
This is people whose ballots are basically stolen.
That can be proven, and I mean, even, you know what, I'm going to say, if it's widespread, it's a problem. That's a problem even if it's not widespread. If that's happening with a small percentage of the votes, then that is a roadmap for screwing up every single election and stealing every office in America, and it's got to be stopped. And I would be saying the same thing. I promise you I would say the same thing if the roles were reversed and I thought Republicans were doing it. That is totally not okay. That's banana republic, third world stuff that America should be above. Thank God somebody is covering it, like you and the Epoch Times. And yesterday I told our audience, go to the Epoch Times. They're the only newspaper I can find that has it state by state by state every morning, objectively looking at the lawsuits and just telling you what's happening. It's the only place that I've been able to find. And I give you a lot of credit for being a part of that. Ivan Pachukov, the senior political reporter for the Epoch Times. Thank you.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.